Welcome to Zoomer Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, folks, once again, I want to thank you for being on this call tonight. And, of course, this is Ken Marsh, and this is Zuma's Health Education Call. So, again, thank you for being here on this live call. Definitely want to just, again, say wonderful and happy holidays to all of you listening in. I mean, here we are. I'm looking at the date, and, my gosh, it's hard to believe that we're literally 10 days away from the Christmas holiday here. And if you're like most of us, I know I've definitely had my share of indulgences so far this holiday season. So don't forget that if you're a member in Zuma Worldwide, we are now officially launching our Lose to Win promotion, which is an opportunity for you to lose some weight and win some money at the same time and win prizes. So if you're not up to speed on that, be sure to check out. We'll be releasing some more information about that here very soon, and you'll be able to participate and hopefully shed some of those unwanted pounds this holiday season. So my little commercial is over for that. Just be watching your Zuma email box for more information there. But I'm excited for this call tonight because we're going to be talking about what I believe to be a very important topic for overall health and wellness. And it's one that, you know, we don't talk a lot about, at least not in Zuma Worldwide, because sometimes it can be a little bit more involved of a topic. And quite honestly, it's one of those topics that oftentimes people don't discover, don't think about until they've exhausted other things trying to figure out how to maintain and obtain good health. And so I'm proud tonight that we get to talk about this topic with a lady who is a very good friend to us at Zuma Worldwide. She's a member of our scientific advisory board, somebody I have a great deal of respect for because of what she does each and every day, helping people like you and me in her home state, achieve better health and wellness. This is a woman who is a naturopathic doctor who devotes her day-to-day practice to helping people figure out issues with their health and helping them enjoy life more abundantly. And I'm proud to tell you that one of the ways she does that is by utilizing several Zuma products in her practice. So I'm proud to have her on the call tonight. I want to make sure she's made it on. Dr. Melissa Bennett, are you with me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I sure can. Can you hear
Yay.
Me?
Yes, I hear you fine.
All right, great. Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on as always. Thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to be with us tonight. And I really was serious, you know, I really am excited about this topic. It's such an important one and one that, quite honestly, we just don't talk enough about, and we probably should be talking more about it.
That's true. And it's kind of funny because I actually work in an office where I have my practice in Alpharetta and one in Lawrenceville. And in the office in Alpharetta, one side of it, all they do is hormones. So they basically do bioidentical hormones. And I'm going to touch on that subject a little bit if, for those of you who may not be familiar with that. But before I start, I have a joke that I have to
All right, I'm up for a joke tonight. That sounds good.
All right, good. It was actually, I shared it with Dr. Stroman's group the other night, and I was like, I can't tell if anyone's laughing. I'm just going to assume they are because I thought it was really funny when I heard it. But it's called A Worm Story, and it's a preacher on New Year's Eve decided to teach his congregation a lesson for the new year. So he brought four worms in four glass jars up to the pulpit, and he set them in front of his congregation. And the first worm, he placed it into a jar of cigarette smoke. The second worm, he placed into a jar of alcohol. The third worm, he placed into a jar of dark chocolate, well, actually milk chocolate. And the fourth worm was placed into a jar of healthy soil. So the preacher preached his sermon, and at the end of the sermon, he looked down at the jars and he said, "Now let's see how these worms are doing." He goes, "The first worm in cigarette smoke, it's dead." He goes, "The second worm in the jar of alcohol, it's dead. The third worm in the jar of chocolate is dead." And then he goes, "But look at the fourth worm in this healthy soil, alive and well." He then looked over his congregation and said, "What does this teach us, congregation?" And Maybell, who was sitting in the back in her wheelchair, she raised her hand. She goes, "If you drink alcohol, you smoke cigarettes, and you eat chocolate, you won't get any worms."
My gosh. All right, that's a pretty good one. I wasn't sure that one was going. That's pretty good.
That is funny because it's kind of like it makes you feel like, yeah, people, you can talk to someone and then all of a sudden they're not getting anything you're saying, but they'll get what they want to hear. So it was really funny. It's like,
right. Right, and sadly, those who usually do the first three things you mentioned probably do have some worms. They just don't know about them.
They don't know about it, that's for sure. And I want to do a talk eventually on the microbiome because that's so fascinating, and I'll have to we'll maybe do that next time. But, you know, I'm really busy this time of year, but I always, you know, find time to speak with you guys about health topics. And I do want to touch on healthy hormones this week and a four-step program to kind of building a healthy foundation for your hormones. But I want to give credit to my friend and my colleague, Dr. Joseph Collins. He's done, like, I don't know how many years of, like, research on hormones, I think around 30, and he's just brilliant. And I consult with him on a lot of hormone cases. And, you know, I can't even elaborate on how wonderful he is. But he has found that women actually fall into not one category of menopause, but 12 different types. And he has adaptogenic programs to help them with herbs. And it's just amazing. So, and that's what, you know, typically people think of hormones. They usually only think of women. But women, you know, aren't the only ones that have hormones. Hormones are everywhere in the body. So your endocrine system regulates your men's and women's hormones, your adrenal health, your thyroid health, insulin, blood sugar. All of these are influenced by hormones, and they all have to work together to have you function. So if you want to function properly, if you want your hormones to function properly, you have to have a foundation to maintain your hormone health. So as people get older, they may start having hormonal symptoms, and they don't even know they're having them. They can some symptoms of hormones can be, you know, obviously hot flashes is one, but for men, it can feel like they actually hit a wall. They're going along fine, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, something happens, their energy drops, and they're just in a place where they're not used to feeling this lack of energy. Loss of libido can happen with both, obviously, men and women, and mood swings. So there's a lot of telltale signs that something's just not right, and this typically happens as we get older, although hormones can affect any age, but I'm kind of focusing on the kind of postmenopausal or menopausal person. And I feel like menopause actually kind of was named after a man. I mean, menopause, I don't know. It just seems like, why would they call it that? But I guess there's a reason behind it. No idea what that is. But I was looking at, you know, as far as when you start having these symptoms, typically you'll go to your doctor. And if you're a woman, they'll prescribe something called HRT. And HRT is hormone replacement therapy. And, in fact, women are currently prescribed certain estrogen hormones, which are synthetic, and they're made out of conjugated estrogen, actually from horse urine, which is linked to a lot of, I'm not going to mention it what it is, but it's linked to a lot of side effects and increased risk of a lot of things that are really bad for the body. If you're taking just pure estrogen, you don't have that balance of progesterone in there, you can have blood clots, cardiovascular disease, endometrial cancer, stroke. And for the many years, they were just prescribing one form of it, and then they realized, wow, we need to switch it over and actually balance it out a little bit. But it's still synthetic. And I myself am a little kind of biased toward HRT because, as you guys know, I had breast cancer when I was very young, and I just would not want to touch hormone replacement therapy, if I wanted to, no one would prescribe it to me. So I just kind of stay away from that, although people definitely go in that direction. So when I start to go through menopause, I'm just going to use my own protocols of adaptogenic herbs and then X2O, like I do now, and my Zuma products. So I am, you know, I'm feeling safe going in that direction. Now, other people can go do whatever they want to do, but they need to look at the risk factors before they just jump on any type of hormone. The second form of hormone is called BHRT, and a common mistake often seen by patients in our office when they're trying to improve the function of their hormones, and it doesn't matter if it's their thyroid or their sex hormones or adrenal hormones, is they'll want to directly go on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. So, you know, you may have heard it in the news, but it is more a natural form of hormones. It's not the synthetic form. It's a more natural form. Therefore, it would be considered, I would say, a safer form of hormones. But the thing is if you go on any hormone before you give your body a chance to restore itself, it can't do what it needs to do. So BHRT, even though it's natural, it's still a replacement therapy. So you may have heard of Suzanne Summers' book, Knockout, and it's a great book. she does like, she promotes bioidentical hormones, and I went to actually A4M several years ago, and I got to listen to her speak. And I mean, I don't know how old she is, but she looks really, really good. And she's also had breast cancer, so she's really advocates the bioidentical hormones. But she also advocates having a very healthy lifestyle. So the problem occurs when a patient assumes the body is not capable of healing itself or making its own hormones again. And people don't realize, especially women, that when their ovaries start to kind of close shop, their adrenal glands, which are these two little glands that sit right above the kidneys, they kind of say, okay, we're going to take over a little bit of, you know, from where the ovaries are shutting down. But if the woman is under a lot of stress or has been through a lot, those adrenals don't do what they need to do. So they'll just, you know, a lot of women will just come to our office and say, hey, we want to get on bioidentical hormones. And that is kind of, in a way, I don't want to say it's giving up, but it's allowing the body not to heal itself and settle for replacement. So what we want to do is kind of use the bioidentical, but at the same time support the body nutritionally. And sometimes we do this, Ken, even with vitamins and supplements. We use them as a replacement for eating healthy, and we don't take them as the way they're designed to be. A supplement means you're supplementing something good, typically. I mean, it's better to take them if you're eating bad. Obviously, it's going to be better than not eating good and not taking anything. But still, you have to use them the way they're designed to get the best response from them. And some of the most compassionate doctors, you know, as far as if a woman comes in or a man comes in, they'll say, well, you know what, let's go ahead and put you on this HRT or put you on this BHRT, but they're not really giving the body a chance to kind of get back into balance. And this is why I just love chiropractors, because they know that the body has the innate ability to heal itself if it's given the right conditions. So it's all about working together as a unit. So if a person goes on hormone replacement therapy, it's something that they can choose, but they have to add this other foundation. And so we look at the foundation, you got to say, well, what do you need in this foundation to keep your hormones healthy? Well, obviously, the first thing would be balanced nutrition. You need better essential fatty acids. You need to improve your digestive system, detoxification. Now, detoxification is really important when you're dealing with hormones, because we collect, as we go through our environment, a lot of things called xenoestrogens, which are negative forms of estrogen, which are contributed to cancer and things like that. So you can get it from, even breathing in. If you're spraying bug spray, I always say, you know, don't do it. If you're going to do it, be in a well-ventilated area. Or if you're in your house and you're using those scrubbing bubbles and you're breathing them in, all these can have a hormone-like effect on the body. And people don't even realize that it's not a good hormone effect. It's very bad. So you want to make sure that the body is in that good detoxification state, so that you can move that bad estrogen off the body. And even men get that. I have some men that come in the office, and they'll actually have breast tissue, and I'm looking at them. They've got the rounded knees. There's certain signs that you look for, and you have to address that. You have to actually put them on a detoxification program to help reduce that extra bad estrogen that they've stored up in their body. So if you don't address these things, the underlying problems will just lead to more hormone problems. And you'll have people that feel really good because they started taking testosterone, or they'll, you know, get on estrogen or progesterone combination, and they'll feel great, but they still haven't dealt with the underlying symptoms, and those symptoms will start to come back again if they don't deal with them. And those people go from one doctor to another until they find one that focuses on the foundation of what they need to do. And once if you get a good doctor, they're going to focus on the balanced nutrition, the essential fatty acids, and they also give patients herbs to help the hormones work better. And they'll also use BHRT, which is good, but they're kind of using it in a combination, not just by itself. So the foundations of hormone health are basically, you know, looking at a high-grade multivitamin and mineral is very important. Our foods are just depleted, as we talk about all the time in Zuma. The nutrients, the micronutrients are just not there anymore. And it's a beautiful thing with X2O, because it does have those trace minerals that are lacking in our water and in our food. So you're looking also at getting the omega-3 essential fatty acids, which are really important, and probiotics. So if you're going to go on any type of hormone therapy, you got to use, or even if you're not, let's say you're just not going on hormone therapy at all. If you give your body what's needed, then the body will be able to it'll get back to where it's supposed to be so that you can go through whatever you're going through. A lot of people want to stop the aging process, and God didn't design us to do that. I mean, he made us where, you know, what did we do 100 years ago? We didn't have hormones to rely on. So we had to kind of rely on ourselves to kind of get through it. So in a way, it's kind of like if you can tough it out a little bit and try to get through and use things as natural as possible to get over that hump, you may not have to go on any type of hormone, which would be a great thing. Although, I'm sitting here elaborating, bioidentical is not the same as HRT, so I wanted to clarify that. So when you're looking at your hormone health just from the standpoint of eating healthy, you know, you've got these other factors involved, rest, sleep, social interactions, hydration, all of those come into play. But sleep deprivation or excessive stress or inadequate exercise can actually decrease your levels of testosterone and your thyroid hormones. And it'll also increase your risk of obesity. So you'll find people that can't sleep well and they're overweight. So you want to also look at their vitamin D levels because D helps regulate hormones. And if D levels are below 30, they're considered low to the medical establishment. But if they are below 60 in natural medicine, we say we want to get it up to that amount because we know how important vitamin D is to stay there. So you want to look at a diet with, you know, fruits, vegetables, salads, fish, poultry, you know, all of those things. But beyond the basics, specific foods can actually promote healthy estrogen metabolism. And that's what I was talking about as far as putting even men on a good estrogen metabolic program. So it's important for men and women, and it helps maintain the hormone health. And on my site, theoliveleaf.com, I actually am going to have a blog in the next couple of days on the estrogen metabolism diet. So people can go there and actually look at, you know, what this diet consists of. And you also want to look at, especially for women, foods rich in phytoestrogens, which are actually healthy for you. So broccoli, things like that, the cruciferous vegetables are so good. I'll make a list of those too so you guys can check it out. But when you start eating these foods like legumes and the vegetables and foods rich in phytoestrogens, you may experience gas and bloating. And some people go, oh, I don't want to deal with that. But at the same time, that food is actually moving that negative estrogen out of the body. And you can use certain herbs, you know, in your cooking to help decrease the gas and bloating. And obviously, like I said before, a complete multivitamin and mineral is really good. A high percentage of adults in North America take in less than the minimum daily requirements. They used to say it was 5 or more essential nutrients. Now it's like 10. And this is a great concern because adults go through these biochemical changes seen in the aging process, and vitamins and minerals are used as cofactors for every biochemical process that takes place in the body. So if you don't have that, you're pretty much you're just not going to do well. Things aren't going to flow correctly. And then the omega-3 essential fatty acids, again, we're talking about DHA and EPA, so important. People, you know, you think about it with lowering inflammation, but people don't realize that when you're taking, like, your DHA, EPA, you're actually helping the hormones cross over the cell membrane, which is really, it helps with fluidity. So it just helps with optimal transport of these hormones across the cell membrane. So when you're taking that fish oil, you're doing a lot more than just decreasing inflammation. You're actually helping your hormones kind of go where they need to go. And it also, you know, enhances tissue health. It maintains bone density. And, you know, sometimes people think, oh, I'm just growing old, and they start to get hurt, you know, start hurting, not feeling good. And really, it's just that they're, you know, EFA, essential fatty acid deficient. So you want to definitely put that into your diet. And Zuma, obviously, has the greatest product because we have, you know, the omega-375. And, you know, the thing about it is there's a lot of fish oil out on the market. I was at Sam's, and this guy comes up with a giant container of fish oil, and it was really cheap. It was, you know, he's getting a great deal here. Yeah, he's getting a great deal of mercury because it's not processed. They don't clear it out the way they need to. And I know that, you know, with Zuma, you guys are so everything you do is just the top notch. You don't want to have anything that's going to actually hurt a person. Someone taking mercury, you know, something with mercury in it or something that's not pure can be worse than not taking anything at all. So the omega-375 has that great ratio of the essential fatty acids, and you I think you're using like short liver oil, which is like the highest grade available. So it's just a great thing, and you're not only helping your inflammation, you're helping your hormones at the same time. And then Zuma did the most wonderful thing by adding probiotics on, and again, people don't realize that is so important. I've been waiting for that for a long time, and I just know that probiotics are vital for everything in our body. We are, if you think about it, Ken, we are not really cells walking around. We are bacteria. We are microbiome. So we have so much stuff going on in our bodies that we don't even realize. And it's, you know, we have good bacteria and bad bacteria. So what we want to do is make sure that our healthy gut flora is in balance. It controls our immune system. It decreases systemic inflammation. It even helps balance out neurotransmitters. So you can, I mean, that's your brain health. And that's a whole talk. I won't even get into that. But that is just so amazing. And you guys have the probiotics. And so you've got the things there that are like key components. And obviously the, you know, always the X2O water. It's the foundation of every supplement and protocol that I recommend in my practice. And without hydration, our bodies will not function. Even if we take everything else, it's just not going to matter. And I just love the concept of alkalizing the water and placing over 70 trace minerals in, you know, every bottle that I drink and my patients drink. And I just noticed that, you know, many are jumping on this alkaline water bandwagon now. Zuma's been doing this for years, but now you'll go into the store and you'll see alkaline water, alkaline water. But people don't realize that alkaline water will not stay alkalized if it's exposed over a time period of like 24 to 48 hours. So every time you use one of your Zuma sachets and you put it into your water, you're getting alkalization and it's not diminishing. It's very potent. So that's how you can blow up Diet Cokes with it. I mean, it's just something that people are jumping on the bandwagon because they've heard it's healthy, but they don't realize that, again, like the fish oil, that they're not getting optimal quality when they're just doing this on their own. And I'm going to let you elaborate. I know you guys also have Life's Harmony. I can say one testimonial about that at this moment. I had a woman that had severe migraines. As soon as she started using Life's Harmony, the natural progesterone cream, it was amazing. Her headaches went away, and it was a wonderful thing. And, I mean, it just goes into everything that you have as far as hormones can be summed up with Life's Harmony. So, Ken, I'm going to let you go over there and do that for me.
I appreciate that. Okay. And by the way, I greatly respect your approach to it, because you said something earlier that bears repeating, and that is you definitely don't want to use a Band-Aid to substitute for a really poor living and lifestyle. I guess I rephrased what you said, but basically that's the message that I took home from that. And I agree with you. You know, it's the person who, you know, wants to abuse their body and eat badly and make bad decisions, but then wants to take, you know, a weight loss product that loses all that weight within the scope of 2 weeks. Right. So I know it's a message that we probably can't overemphasize enough, is living good and living a healthier lifestyle makes sense. Now, that being said, of course, we're all guilty of, you know, not, you know, doing the most ideal things at all times for our body. So I get that. So I like what you also said about, you know, the supplementation is certainly a great way to shore up areas when we know we're not being as good of a steward for our body as we should or could be. But you were talking about the hormone replacement therapy, and, you know, it's sad because so many women, even to this day, even though the historic HRT replacement trial that used synthetic methods to try to help women who were in their pre- and postmenopausal years was stopped early due to the findings of that study. That was many years ago, but they realized that the synthetic hormone replacement therapy was certainly not the most ideal. Now, that being said, there's still a lot of that happening.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead. Did you have a comment?
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you. That is so true. And unfortunately, no one is educated. They just go in and they'll just get a prescription, and that's the sad part. So you have to be your own advocate when it comes to stuff like that, for sure.
You really do. And it's one of those things where the more you know, the better decisions you can make. And so, you know, sadly, many of you listening to this call today, either you're just learning about this now, or maybe you knew about this, but there's so many people you probably know, friends, family members, that just, they don't know this. And so As Dr. Melissa is pointing out, I mean, the hormone balancing issue is so important, especially for those of us who are starting to get a little bit up there in years, for those of us in our middle age to later years. I mean, if we think about it, this wasn't an issue a long, long time ago because, sadly, most people didn't live very long lives. And
right.
We didn't know about it back then. We didn't know that there would be eventually hormone challenges as people got older because they just never got old enough for it to become a problem. And as a guy, hitting my mid-40s here, the one thing I realize is that, you know, this is that age for me and some of you guys that might be listening in tonight, if you're in that mid-40s or even that early 40s and over category, you're approaching that andropause stage where we as men tend to be leaning more towards the estrogen side of the equation. We become a little bit more estrogen dominant in our bodies. And since we're men, we do have estrogen naturally, but obviously we don't want too much of it because just as too much estrogen with women plays havoc with their bodies, it does as well with us as men. So I'm here to tell you that if you're on the line tonight, whether you're a man or a woman, no matter what member of the sex you are from, you can benefit from Life's Harmony progesterone cream. Obviously, as a company, that product is often targeted and marketed specifically towards women. But guys, it can be just as effective for you in helping to balance hormone levels in your body. Again, if we've got too much estrogen for us as guys, it's just not a good thing. So what we have a choice of is what Dr. Melissa was saying. We can either go with artificial synthetic hormone type relief, or we can go with something that's more bioidentical. And in the case of Life's Harmony, we're using bioidentical progesterone. And it's in a cream form that you simply apply to your body. And believe it or not, a little tiny amount goes a long way. And in fact, it's one of those products where you wouldn't want to use too much of it because that wouldn't be good either. It's a product that you can use a little bit of, and a little bit does go a long way. There's definitely some instructions for women versus men. I won't go into great detail on that tonight, but we do have great information to support Life's Harmony, both on Zuma's website as well as other information you can access through the back office of your Zuma Worldwide website. But suffice it to say that if you're looking to get some more hormone balance in your life, in addition to the things that Dr. Melissa is talking about, the progesterone cream that we call Life's Harmony could be very beneficial in that area. And one of the things I'm most proud about when it comes to that product is we were so specific with our manufacturer about making sure that there was nothing in that cream that was synthetic. Again, knowing that synthetic anything is not good, but especially if we're putting a topical cream on our body that's designed to balance the body from a hormonal standpoint with progesterone, wouldn't it be a shame if we loaded up that cream with a bunch of different, synthetic type ingredients, which sadly is what would probably happen in most retail applications. But obviously, like you said, Dr. Melissa, I'm very appreciative of that. You know, at Zuma Worldwide, we don't believe in, you know, taking that shortcut route or the cheap route. We believe in doing it right. And so I'm proud to tell you there's not a single ingredient in Life's Harmony that is of synthetic nature. It's all natural. In fact, it was a challenge for us and our manufacturer when we produced that product to make sure that we could produce it in a way that was all natural, but also in a way that would still stay stable in the bottle long term. And that's a very big challenge that we finally overcame. So if you're a current user of Life's Harmony today, you know that it's a wonderful cream. It smells good. It applies well. And if you've had any personal experience with it, it works. I know for my wife, she's entering those premenopausal stages. And boy, when she started feeling those hot flashes, it was Life's Harmony to the rescue, and that's like a fire extinguisher for her. It put it out and kept it out, and I'm so thankful for it. So I'm proud to tell you that if you're using this product right now, you've got one of the finest progesterone creams on the market. If you're not using this and you're finding yourself into the category where you're having maybe some hormonal-related challenges or you're having some of the issues that Dr. Moses is talking about, this may be one of those products to test and see what it can do for you, again, especially if you're in that 40 and over crowd. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dr. Melissa, with any thoughts or comments you have on that or anything else.
Yeah, as far as back on xenoestrogens, I would suggest that people go online and look up, and I may add this to my blog too, but xenoestrogens are just how do we get these estrogens in the body that are not good. And it's really important to try to eliminate as many many things as possible that can contribute to that. And I really feel like that's why we have a higher incidence of cancer now. It's not just like 1 out of 10, it's like 1 out of 2, or it's just getting so prevalent because we're dealing with things that affect our hormones, and our hormones have to stay balanced so that we can actually stay balanced. So really important to cut those out of, you know, any way possible. And I will list that. I'm going to put the estrogen metabolism diet there, just certain foods that it can be used for helping get rid of, you know, bad forms of estrogen, and then also make a list of the phytoestrogen foods that are good for you. So that would be helpful.
That's awesome. Yeah, that would be great. We appreciate that. I mean, that's the one thing, again, I think a lot of people are just really in the dark on, and they just don't understand the hormonal role. And Dr. Melissa, what are your thoughts, since we have you on this topic tonight, what are your thoughts about somebody maybe making the investment of having a blood test done to really get a good feel and a handle on where they're at in their hormonal levels?
I think it's a great idea. You know, there's discrepancy between blood and saliva with hormones. For a while, we were using saliva, and now I specifically use I use saliva for adrenals. I think the adrenal testing is awesome to see where their cortisol level is, and it gives like a over, instead of a snapshot like a blood work it does, it basically gives like a good view of how it's, you know, falling throughout the day. But there's, you know, other people are saying you need to use blood work for specific hormones. So it's back and forth with that. So I would say if you haven't had your hormones tested in a while and you're feeling really out of it and you don't know why, that's the direction I would go in. I would first get your thyroid tested. The thyroid, typically you go to your doctor, they're going to only check TSH. That's the thyroid hormone. But that doesn't tell us everything, because TSH is saying, oh, wow, your body is making enough TSH. But we check TSH, T3, T4, reverse T3. These are the how does your body process that thyroid hormone, which is really, really important. So we just look at it from a bigger picture so we can get a larger view of what's going on. So I would suggest, yeah, if you're having an issue with stress or anything like that, you would definitely want to possibly look at going in a direction. And just as a plug for myself, I talk to people in Australia. I have a lady in China. I do remote counseling. So if anyone's ever interested, they can go right to my website and I can actually consult with them and let them know exactly what they need.
That's awesome. And then one other question that maybe you might want to elaborate on, and I kind of hit it at the beginning of this call. You know, here we are, we're in the midst of the holiday season, and many of us, myself included, you know, when we're at these holiday gatherings, I mean, there's definitely lots of indulgences we can make. And so I think sometimes people will automatically assume, well, you know, I've gained some weight over the holidays, and it's because of some of the bad choices I've made in food and beverages. And that's probably very true in many cases. But what is your thoughts on how hormone imbalance plays into that stubborn weight gain that seems to be really hard and difficult for people to lose?
Well, actually, when you gain weight, the adipose tissue, which is the fat tissue, develops its own hormone system within itself. So that's why people, when they gain weight, it's harder for them sometimes to lose it. It's because the body, it's like a chemistry experiment is going on, and the body actually fights itself. So you can even look at hormones affecting obesity just from the standpoint of a person actually having extra fat on them, and the body has to kind of figure out how to regulate that fat as well as regulate their, you know, their own hormones. But when we look at weight gain or weight loss specifically, we look at the thyroid, because the thyroid does regulate that. If thyroid is in balance, we go right to the adrenals, because the adrenals work with thyroid. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you got to figure out the cause. And if you figure out why a person gets stuck, then you're able to address that. And it can be an emotion. I see girls with eating disorders where they're on the other spectrum, where they think they're fat, but they're not. And then I'll see very obese people. And then you always have to look at the emotional side of that, because there's something else that's going on if someone's in a chronic or acute state, of being really too heavy or not heavy enough. So it's not just one thing, it's multifaceted. So you have to look at the whole picture. I kind of look at people and say, you're an onion. So we're going to take off one layer at a time to figure out why, because no one does that. They just see your doctor, and usually, and doctors, I work with doctors, and I have the utmost respect for them, but they don't have a lot of time to sit and sit down with a person and figure out why. And that's where functional medicine really comes into play, because we're able to sit there with that person and say, what's going on with you, and really dig into what's happening so we can solve the problem, kind of like House does. I would say it's spelled like House. And so I say, just call me Home, because he's already got that name. So I just take that and I just I'm like, just run with it. But it is all about figuring out the cause and knowing how to address that. And then once you do that, then you're able to see the person just go into a whole different place. It's a beautiful thing. But a lot of people just don't know, and they get stuck because they don't have the knowledge to know which direction to go in. And that's where, you know, we really do outshine a lot of people from that standpoint, as far as knowing how to help a person get where they're trying to get to and reach those goals. And it's just a great profession. I mean, it's just a wonderful profession.
I know you absolutely love what you do, and we love the fact that you're willing to share some of your knowledge and wisdom on calls like this with us. So if I had to summarize tonight's call, some of the recommendations you made, I would say you said, hey, let's make sure, obviously, try to live healthier lifestyles whenever possible. Obviously, the better care we give our body, the more chance we have of having more hormonal harmony, if we want to call it that. You mentioned a good multivitamin, multimineral. Of course, we've got the Life Source. For that through Zuma. You mentioned having good quality omega-3. We've got that, of course, in the omega-375. I know you mentioned, of course, the great importance of the alkalinity and the hydration, the pH balance that comes with the X2O water. And then finally, of course, that natural progesterone cream to help balance estrogen levels in the body. Of course, we've got that through Life's Harmony. Did I miss anything?
Probiotics. The
probiotic.
Yeah. It's so good. So, yeah, got to have that just for everything. It just keeps everything else in balance. And especially during this time of the year, if you start to catch a cold or something, you can actually double up on those because it's going to help the immune system.
That's right. And for most of us listening to this call tonight, most of us are probably aware of somebody, maybe even somebody very intimately familiar with, who, due to some of the holiday indulgences, has put a little stress and strain on the digestive system. And since so much of the immune system lies in the GI tract, it's certainly great advice, especially, like you said, Dr. Melissa, this time of the year. I mean, I can't probably think of a better time of year than to, if you're going to double up on probiotics, this would be the time to do it.
That's so true. It's really good. Yes.
All right. Well, Dr. Melissa, as always, a pleasure to have you on the call tonight, and thank you for your time and talents. And for all that you do to contribute to the Zuma family, we really appreciate it.
Thank you, and you guys have a wonderful night.
Hey, thank you. And folks, thanks for listening in tonight. Appreciate your time for being on this live call. And again, invite you to be on another one. Remember, first and third Thursdays of every single month, you'll find us here doing more great health education. And, of course, every Saturday is our business education call. Those of you building a Zuma business, don't forget to miss out on those calls as well. So be watching your email for more great information on other cool stuff we're doing here throughout the rest of the month. But again, thanks for being on the line, folks. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.